Hi everyone, this is Pat for A Plus English.
And I'm Sam.
We're back now with part two of this month's Picture Dictionary.
Okay, yesterday we looked at some things you can find or use when you are at the swimming pool.
In fact, swimming pool was one of the words we talked about. Let's review a few of the others.
We talked about diving boards, which you jumped off when you want to dive into the pool.
We also mentioned goggles, which you wear to keep the water out of your eyes.
The other things were mostly for safety, like a handrail to hold when you get in and out of the pool.
And a floaty to keep you from going underwater.
There are also the lifeguards who make sure everyone follows the rules and stay safe.
We've got six more items to look at today, so let's find out what they are.
A day at the pool. Life buoy.
Life buoy.
The lifeguard is holding a life buoy and walking around the swimming pool.
The lifeguard is holding a life buoy and walking around the swimming pool.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Mark put sunscreen on his skin so he didn't get sunburned.
Mark put sunscreen on his skin so he didn't get sunburned.
Deck chair.
Deck chair.
After swimming, Sherry fell asleep on the deck chair.
After swimming, Sherry fell asleep on the deck chair.
Swimming trunks.
Swimming trunks.
Jack likes his new swimming trunks because they have pockets.
Jack likes his new swimming trunks because they have pockets.
Swimsuit.
Swimsuit.
Jan needs a new swimsuit because her old one doesn't fit.
Jan needs a new swimsuit because her old one doesn't fit.
Swim cap.
Swim cap.
People wear swim caps to keep the pool water clean.
People wear swim caps to keep the pool water clean.
The first word we're going to look at today is life buoy. Okay, it's one word, L-I-F-E-B-U-O-Y, life buoy.
OK, 今天看到的第一个单词呢是 life buoy. Is that the boy who does a lifeguard's job?
Actually, no, which is why we spell it differently with the B-U-O-Y. OK, in the US, they pronounce it buoy. OK, you may hear it pronounced buoy in the US, life buoy, life buoy. OK, it's kind of a bit like a floaty, like we mentioned yesterday. It's a rubber ring full of air that you throw to people when they are in trouble. They are also called life preservers, life savers, life belts, and life donuts. They are almost always red and white.
一开始呢就搞混了，好不好？注意到呢，这个字的拼法 life buoy 跟 buoy 一点关系都没有。这个字中间呢还有一个 u， 好不好 ？L I F E B U O Y， 注意喽。OK， 这个字呢中文我们翻译就是救生圈。刚刚 Pat 说到呢，事实上还有很多其他的名字，我们解释一下。例如呢 ，life preserver。Preserve 这个字呢就是保存，保存你的性命的工具，所以呢就是救生圈。或者是呢我们看到 lifesaver 拯救你的性命的 save 就是拯救的意思，所以 lifesaver 就是呢救生圈一样的意思。另外 Pat 提到呢 life belt 或是 life donuts 就跟它的形状或是用法有关了。 belt 就是腰带哦，因为呢这个救生圈圈在你身上。那 donuts 呢就是指甜甜圈哦，那跟救生圈形状很像，这个不难想象了。
You also find life buoys on ships and boats in case people fall into the water.
除了在游泳池呢，在船上也会看到救生圈哦，以防万一呢，你会掉进水里。刚刚 Pat 讲到 in case 就是呢万一。
Our sentence gives another example. The lifeguard is holding a life buoy and walking around the swimming pool.
那名救生员呢，拿着救生圈绕着泳池周围在巡逻。
Next up is something that you'll need when you go to an outdoor swimming pool. It's sunscreen. All one word, S-U-N-S-C-R-E-E-N, sunscreen.
没有错，非常重要，要防晒呢就一定要擦这个东西咯。
Sunscreen is a cream or liquid or even a spray that you put on your skin to stop getting burned by the sun, okay, and to keep away harmful sun rays. You should always wear it if you're going to spend a long time in the sun. You need it at the beach, at the park, or when hiking. Some sunscreens are stronger. You can tell by their SPF, sun protection factor. High SPFs are around 50. And always remember to put on more sunscreen after you go in the pool, as the water can wash it off.
OK, sun 这个字呢就是指太阳，那 screen 呢就有荧幕的意思，或者是呢它也有屏蔽的意思，所以呢把太阳屏蔽，把太阳隔绝，就是我们说的防晒油或是防晒乳。通常呢它是乳液，乳液我们英文说 cream, 或者是液体的东西呢我们说 liquid, 或者是它有时候是怎么样 spray 呢就是指喷雾。那记得户外活动呢一定要擦防晒油，我刚刚配置教我们怎么调防晒油，可以看到什么呢 SPF 防晒系数了，就是指 sun protection factor, 通常呢越高呢表示防晒功能越好。
Okay, here's an example sentence for sunscreen. Mark put sunscreen on his skin so he didn't get sunburn.
Okay, Mark 擦了防晒乳所以他没有晒伤哦。Sunburn 我们刚刚说 sun 是太阳， burn 呢是烧伤的意思，所以被太阳烧伤的呢我们就是中文说晒伤。
Our next word is something more relaxing. It's a deck chair. D-E-C-K-C-H-A-I-R. Deck chair.
Okay, deck chair 呢听起来就跟 chair 意思有关系，但是什么意思呢？让人这么 relaxing, 让人这么放松呢？
A deck chair is a chair that you can fold up and carry around. It has a light metal or wood frame, and the material is stretched so that it can support you. Deck chairs are great for sitting in the sun next to the pool, and you can leave your towel on them when you go into the pool.
哦、deck chair 这个字呢指的呢就是在泳池旁边常常看到这种折叠式躺椅哦。那它可以折叠，折叠我们怎么讲呢？刚刚那个 Pat 已经提到了 fold up, fold 这个字呢就是指可以折叠的。那如果你可以很轻可以带来带去呢，我们说 carry around, carry 这个字呢就是把它带着走。那呢这个折叠式躺椅呢就是呢你可以躺在上面晒太阳，放在泳池旁边很放松的一个躺椅。
People also use deck chairs just to sit in their gardens or their decks, those wooden platforms people sometimes have, on a nice day. And since they're not heavy, you can take them to the park or to the beach as well.
OK, Pat 讲的呢在台湾呢比较少发现，因为我们台湾人都很爱美白，怎么敢晒太阳呢？但是呢在欧美呢他们就会把这个 deck chair 这样的躺椅呢放在阳台或是院子里面呢，他们会喜欢在那边做日光浴哦，也可以呢带去公园或是海边。
And here's a sentence. After swimming, Sherry fell asleep on the deck chair.
游完泳之后呢很累哦， Sherry 呢就在躺椅上面睡着了。如果你睡着的话呢我们说 fall asleep, 掉到这个睡眠里面去了。
Okay, our next items are all things you wear. First is swimming trunks. Two words, swimming, same as yesterday, S-W-I-M-M-I-N-G. Trunks, T-R-U-N-K-S, swimming trunks.
OK, 讲了这么久呢总算要讲到我们去游泳时要穿什么衣服咯。
OK, swimming trunks are what guys wear in the pool. It's always trunks with an S, like trousers or pants, OK? So swimming trunks can be anything from the tight ones that look a bit like underwear to the longer shorts, OK? The longer ones are also sometimes called swimming shorts or board shorts, OK? They're called board shorts because they're what surfers who go on surfboards often wear.So board shorts for surfboarding kind of thing. But we often just wear them for swimming anyway.
Okay, 首先呢我们要来介绍男生穿的衣服。男生去游泳要穿什么呢？我们穿这个 swimming trunks. Trunks 呢指的是短裤哦。通常呢是指什么样的短裤？通常是像内裤，比方说像刚刚那个 Pat 有讲到 underwear, 像内裤这样，像平口裤这样子，这种四角裤呢，我们会说 trunks。那呢前面我们加上 swimming, 跟昨天 swimming pool 一样呢，就是用来形容指这个是在游泳的时候穿的。所以呢 swimming trunks 合在一起指的就是我们穿的泳裤。那呢有另外提到呢，如果它的长度比较长呢，可以说是 swimming shorts, 或者是呢 board shorts。Shorts 这个字呢指的是短裤，它通常是形容词是指短的嘛。那当名词呢，我们 指的是短裤的意思。那这边的 board 呢，就是指 surfboard 就是指冲浪板哦。所以这种裤子呢，通常我们中文会说海滩裤。那要注意到的事情呢，是我们裤子都是两只脚，所以不管是 trunks 或是 shorts， 我们一定呢都是要加上 s 是复数的。
So here's an example sentence. Jack likes his new swimming trunks because they have pockets.
Okay, Jack 呢很喜欢他的新泳裤，因为有口袋。Pocket 这个字呢就是指口袋。
Sounds more like proper board shorts.
Yes.
Couldn't get a pocket in them tiny trunks. Okay, well that's for the guys, but what about the ladies? Well, they wear a swimsuit. All one word, S-W-I-M-S-U-I-T, swimsuit.
Okay, 接下来呢就要介绍一下女生穿的泳装英文该怎么说咯。
So a full swimsuit covers everything from the chest down to the upper legs, okay? These can also be called a bathing suit, and sometimes they're called a one-piece, okay? If you don't mind showing off a little more of your body, there is also the bikini, B-I-K-I-N-I, bikini. And there are lots of other designs of swimsuits for all ages, body shapes, and fashion tastes.
OK, 我们看一下今天这个 swimsuit 这个单词哦。首先里面的这个 suit 呢指的就是套装，例如西装呢我们就可以说 suit。 那 swimsuit 呢就是指你游泳穿的这个套装，其实指的就是游泳衣啦，泛指做的游泳衣，通常呢是指一整件有连身的那种。刚才有说呢，你也可以说 bathing suit， 因为呢 bathing 这个词呢就可以指玩水哦，所以 bathing suit 就是指游泳衣。或者呢你说 one piece 就是一整件的，例如像洋装我们有时候也会说 one piece。 好，那如果呢是分成上下两截上衣跟裤子呢，我们怎么说呢？通常我们会说 bikini， 就是我们中文说的比基尼了，好不好？
Okay, here's another example sentence. Jan needs a new swimsuit because her old one doesn't fit.
Okay, Jan 呢需要一件新泳装，因为旧的已经不合身了。合身呢我们怎么形容呢？我们说 fit， 例如呢穿起来非常合身，好像为你定做的这个衣服呢，我们会怎么说？我们说 fits you like a glove， 好像呢戴手套一样，非常的合身哦。
Okay, that covers the body, but some people also want something for the head. For that, there is a swim cap. Two words, swim, S-W-I-M, cap, C-A-P, swim cap.
Okay, 穿好泳衣之后呢，要戴什么？就是我们的泳帽咯， swim cap.
Okay, now, I don't like these things, I have to say. swim cap is just a very tight cap you wear on your head. In the UK, you don't have to wear them in swimming pools, so I didn't when I was growing up. But in Taiwan, you do. And I don't really like wearing them, so that's one reason why I don't swim much in Taiwan. Now, some people wear swim caps to keep their hair dry, other people to keep it clean, or because people say it keeps the water clean. Racing swimmers, they wear swim caps because those help them to swim faster.
OK, 到游泳时呢一定要戴泳帽，这是在台湾的规矩。刚刚佩就讲说呢，他在英国是没有在戴泳帽，所以他很讨厌戴泳帽。好，那 cap 呢这个字呢就是指像棒球帽那种帽子哦，所以呢 swim cap 就是指泳帽的意思。那为什么要戴泳帽呢？可能是要保护头发或是保持游泳时干净，因为头发就不会掉进去嘛。那另外呢，刚刚佩有特别提到呢，像是这些选手呢，他们呢戴着这个泳帽是为什么？ For race， 是因为呢头发有阻力哦，戴着泳帽呢可以游得更快。
Here's an example for that. In our last sentence, people wear swim caps to keep the pool water clean.
人们呢戴着泳帽呢来维持泳池的水干净哦。Okay, that's all of our words for today. So it's time to end the lesson.
So do you often go swimming, Sam?
No.
No? Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I learned when I was at school. I found it strange that some people in Taiwan can't swim.
Yeah?
Yeah, like my wife can't swim.
Really? But we also have to learn it in school.
Maybe no? Now, maybe this she didn't used to. But yeah, I don't like going swimming in the pools in Taiwan. I don't like those caps.
Okay, because of the caps?
Yeah, like I just don't want to wear one. Okay. My hair's clean. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. For A-Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam. See you again soon.
Bye-bye. Bye.
I should start working on my beach body.
I should start working on my beach body. Hello, everyone.
this is LB.
蛤？什么？下礼拜六要去海边玩？可是我不想去，不是我不想去啦，是我的身材还没练好啊。哎呦，每到了夏天都会有这样的烦恼，冬天有衣服把肥滋的肉遮起来，你要穿几层都可以，人家如果说你胖了还可以用哦，没有啦，是衣服太厚重来当借口。但是各位朋友啊，这个夏天实在是蛮残酷的哦，我看你要怎么遮，穿什么都热的天气跑不掉的啦，大家还是快点跟我一起 work out 吧。为了我下礼拜的海边，I should start working on my beach body. 我该开始为了去海边而练一下身体了。Start 后面接上 V-I-N-G, 指的是开始做某件事情。Work on something, 有这个致力于某件事或是忙于某件事这样。For example, my brother is working on his graduation speech. 我弟弟正在忙他的毕业致辞。那回到小聚会的句子里，Beach body， 咦，海滩身体是什么啊？其实说的就是在海滩上完美的身材啦。有时候我们也会听到很多女生说 bikini body， 没错，就是女生们梦寐以求穿上 bikini 的完美身材。哎呀，想到这个 LB 就烦恼了。大家有没有什么练身体的好办法吗？俯卧撑、仰卧起坐、重训运动搭配健康饮食，切记一昧的节食是很不好的哦。最后就再来练习一下我们今天的句子吧。 I should start working on my beach body. 希望大家能练就一身完美的 beach body or bikini body 咯。 See you guys, bye.
I should start working on my beach body
I should start working on my beach body. Kit Kat!
I 在电视上常看到他耶。I know him.
Do you mean I recognize him?
那不是都一样。
Oh yeah, 你说你喜欢我。I can't control.
等等，你看
，Is he 卢广仲？
对啊，我告诉你哦，I know him very well.
Really?
对啊
，You know him very well. So you two are friends?
Break 朋友不是啦，怎么可能？我是说我是他的忠实粉丝。
He's
so famous. I see him on TV all the time. 我很想要见你，拜拜。
好。可是刚刚表姐明明一开始就说 I know him very well。其实当我们用 know 的时候是用来表示很熟识，知道认识对方的意思哦。当然我们也可以在 know 后面接地方或者是其他的事物哦，来表示认识知道某个地方或是什么东西哦。For example, I know Bill, Anna, Ted and Johnny very well because we often work together. OrI've seen that new girl before, but I don't really know her that well. 另外，因为有一个很有趣的片语 know somebody or something inside out， 其中的 inside out 字面上有由里到外的意思，所以这个片语就是指你对某人或是某个事情非常了解。或者你也可以说 I know something or somebody like the back of my hand。这两个片语都很像我们中文的对什么东西了若指掌的意思哦。所以刚刚表姐应该用 I recognize him， 因为 recognize 是指根据以前的经验以致可以认得或是认出某人哦。 For example, I don't recognize her without makeup.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以跟对方如果不熟但是认得出他的话，可以说 I recognize her but I don't know her very well.
A day at the poolLife buoy.
Life buoy.
The lifeguard is holding a life buoy and walking around the swimming pool.
The lifeguard is holding a life buoy and walking around the swimming pool.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Mark put sunscreen on his skin so he didn't get sunburn.
Mark put sunscreen on his skin so he didn't get sunburn.
Deck chair.
Deck chair.
After swimming, Sherry fell asleep on the deck chair.
After swimming, Sherry fell asleep on the deck chair.
swimming trunks.
Swimming trunks.
Jack likes his new swimming trunks because they have pockets.
Jack likes his new swimming trunks because they have pockets.
Swimsuit.
Swimsuit.
Jan needs a new swimsuit because her old one doesn't fit.
Jan needs a new swimsuit because her old one doesn't fit.
Swim cap.
Swim cap.
People wear swim caps to keep the pool water clean.
People wear swim caps to keep the pool water clean.